what the heck's that network called? You get on there and they're selling stuff. I can't even think of it. Every now and then you'll see an old rig that used to the new sideband, ICOM, I think, maybe. And it's a big bass rig, it looks like, if I remember right. But, man, they want, you know, your arm and leg for it. And it's old. The guy says, why would you want to put a lot of money into an old radio? I said, because it's a sideband radio. There's none out there. One of these show up, everybody goes crazy over it. That's why. I mean, duh. And, you know, act like you don't understand it. I just, and they've turned to these little boxes you get on your HF rig, turn it to 10 meter, and it switches over to 222.1. If you do it right, I don't remember how you do it, but... And then there's also a company that sells transverters, commercial transverters, but they're big bucks, you know, $700-$800, but they do the job there, over.
You can't be running 100 watts to a transverter. So that's what I was told by a couple people in the know, I guess. You have to be very low wattage on them. Be careful, you'll burn the transverter up. So, yeah, I guess that's one way to get 220 sideband, but I don't know. At what cost is it really worth it? You know, that kind of thing. I'll tell you what, if I was a millionaire or a billionaire, I think I would have a company make me a 220 sideband radio. Matter of fact, I'd probably have a good, 2 meter, 220, 440, 900 megahertz. I'd probably have a great VHF, UHF, and maybe SHF, 1.2 gig. Put it all together in a base radio. That would be the perfect base radio, guys.